Here's Chuck Lura from Dakota College of Botany with Natural North Dakota.
The chance to find a past flower is a right as inalienable as free speech. That much-quoted passage from Aldo Leopold's The Sand County Almanac has been on my mind lately. Nothing symbolizes spring on the North Dakota prairie more than the flowering of the past flower, or wild crocus. And if the past flowers are not already blooming near you, they will be soon. In case you're not familiar with this little prairie gem, the past flower is a perennial member of the buttercup family that grows on upland prairie across the state. They're among the earliest of our wildflowers. The stem of the past flower grows to about 2 to 4 inches in height and is covered with dense silky hairs. At the top of each stem is one solitary cup-shaped flower, about 1 to 2 inches across, and consisting of 6 lavender to white petal-like sepals, often with the insides a little lighter in color. They may be found growing individually or several in a cluster. As we all know, spring weather can be quite fickle, and a big factor in the past flower's ability to grow and blossom so early in the spring has to do with all those dense silky hairs, which create a warmer microclimate around the plant. Temperatures around the plant can be considerably warmer than the surrounding air. Plus, the cup-shaped flowers serve as little solar collectors and have also been reported to track the sun. Temperatures inside the flower may be up to 18 degrees warmer than the surrounding air. Small insects are a common sight within the flowers. No doubt the warmth is part of the reason why. The past flower has a long and important history of human interest and use. Several Native American tribes used the plant to treat a variety of ailments, including as a counter-irritant and also to aid in childbirth. The past flower is also the state flower of South Dakota and the provincial flower of Manitoba. And although not common in flower gardens, the past flower has been a species of interest. Dr. Leon Snyder states in his Northern Plants for Northern Gardens that seeds of past flower, planted as soon as they're ripe, should bloom the third year. Yeah, patience is a virtue in gardening, too. And although I didn't see anything about seedbed preparation, most seeds of prairie plants should be planted very shallow in a firm seedbed. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. Subscribe to the podcast or find past episodes at prairiepublic.org.